LGR News Director Joshua Dixon. Local businesses are struggling, with many businesses being forced to shut their doors and with many potential customers forced to stay at home. It's going to be tough for some businesses to weather through the crisis and reopen their doors as soon as they get the okay to do so. The federal government has made low-interest loans available to many businesses, but in many cases that will not be enough to get through the next couple of months. With that in mind, Redwood County began a new zero-interest loan program for Redwood County firms. The new COVID-19 Emergency Business Loan Program began taking applications last week on a first-come, first-served basis. It only has a limited amount of funds available, so we thought we would give Redwood County Economic Development Coordinator Brianna Mummy some help in getting the word out. Speaking now with Brianna Mummy, the Economic Development Coordinator for Redwood County. Hello.
Hi.
And I understand you have a new loan program. There's several programs going on for people who need loans, and now this one is very timely. It's a COVID-19 Emergency Business Loan Program. What can you tell us about it?
Sure. Well, as there's heightened awareness, obviously many of our businesses are impacted in a huge way as a result of the COVID pandemic. And so presented to the county commissioners for consideration to develop a program here locally, in knowing that many of the federal and state programs were subject to running out of funds or there would be a potential delay in receiving funds if otherwise awarded. And so through several conversations, it was identified that we had capacity to develop a program and felt the timing was good to start providing, they're not huge loans, but smaller loans out to our business communities within Redwood County.
Mm-hmm. And is this for people who have not received the federal loans, like the PPP loans, or is this in addition to that?
There is no requirement to either have applied or received funds through either the federal or state programs. It is asked of the applicant if they have applied. It's good for us to understand the scope and need of the business, and so it is asked within the application if they have submitted an application and to identify whether or not they've been awarded or if it's still pending or if they were successful in being awarded as well. So the loan is structured to be no more than $5,000 per applicant. We identified an interest rate of 0%. We want to ensure that the businesses who are taking out this loan are successful. We have deferred payment until January 1 of 2021, and the term of the loan is 24 months. So we tried to design the program so that, again, the repayment amount per month wasn't significant to place a burden on that business and still allow them funds to be dispersed before repayment is needed.
So how much money has the county set aside for these specific COVID-19 emergency business loans, and how many businesses can apply? Is there some sort of limitation on that?
So the Redwood County Commissioners did designate $200,000 towards this program, and the funds that are being used are from the Redwood County Revolving Loan Fund. So again, $200,000. Maximum loan amount is $5,000. So if every business were to apply for the $5,000, there would be essentially 40 loans available for folks. It is on a first-come, first-served basis, but it is still needed for an individual or organization to apply, and it still needs to be approved. So it isn't just to be assumed that by submitting an application that you will be awarded the loan. There is going to be an eligibility requirement to fulfill.
And is there any sort of limitation on what the funds can be used for?
Thanks for asking. So funds can be used for sustainability of the business. So it can be used for payroll. It can be used for mortgage, utilities. It can be used for purchasing equipment or supplies needed to restructure operations as a result of COVID. So it really is not limited. The only thing that's asked is that this program is not designed for startups. So if you are a brand new business and you're seeking funding, this would not be the program to access, and I would gladly work with you to find an alternative program. But specifically, this one here is not designed for startups.
And this is the Redwood County Economic Development that is putting this together, and so this is limited to Redwood County businesses.
That's accurate, yes.
So say a business owner is sitting down and filling out the application. What sort of documentation will they need? What will the Redwood County people need to see when they're considering an application?
So we would ask that the applicant complete the application. It's 2 pages. It's not very long, but we do ask that the applicant identify what the use of the funds would be and identify how the organization has been impacted as a result of the pandemic. So in addition to the application, it's asked that the applicant also submit their most recent federal tax return, as well as the last year, so we're looking for 2019, if at all possible, profit and loss statement or income statement, balance sheet, something that identifies the financial capabilities of obviously repaying the loan. We are utilizing tax dollars, so we want to ensure that we are securing these loans in the best way we possibly can. So not only is that required, but we also are asking the applicant to identify what collateral they're offering. So this is a secured loan. So we are able to accept mortgage liens on real estate. We have the capabilities of doing liens on machinery or equipment. We can accept a letter of credit. So there is a variety of additional items that can be used as collateral. And if awarded, I will certainly work with that individual or organization to ensure that we're securing the most appropriate collateral for the loan size.
You talk about payroll being one of the items. How does this apply for people who might be self-employed?
So, again, just a demonstrated need. So if you are an organization that has either been shut down or had to reduce the reduce operations, it's just asked that you identify that within your application. So describe how that has provided impact on your organization. So as a individual, they have the ability to apply for this. They are still considered a business. They're asked to be registered through the Minnesota Secretary of State. That's required, but otherwise payroll is an acceptable use. We want to ensure that our small businesses have the financial capabilities of maintaining and sustaining through this process. And we understand $5,000 isn't going to fix their entire financial need. However, we're hoping that this at least serves as a bridge to those organizations that maybe need just those additional funds to ensure they're meeting, just the basic expenses of the business.
Thank you for this update about this COVID-19 emergency business loan program that's being offered through the Redwood County Economic Development. Thank you.
Thank you.